Now look at part two. Listen to Amy and James talking about planning a birthday party. What job is each person going to do? For questions 6 to 10, write a letter A to H next to each person. You will hear the conversation twice.
Are we nearly ready for Sally's party, James? Chris is making the cake, of course.
I know. It's going to be amazing. What are you doing, Amy?
I found a nice room above a restaurant, and I'm booking it tomorrow. There's space for 50 guests, so we'll be fine. And what about you, James? Are you getting the present?
I'm no good at choosing presents, Amy. I'm going to call all Sally's friends and ask them to come to the party. Oh, and I spoke to Claire yesterday.
What's she doing? If she's free, she can put up some balloons.
She's thinking about the music, actually. I know Tom usually plans the music, but this time he's bringing juice and lemonade. There was a big discount at the supermarket, so he got lots.
Excellent. So that just leaves Jane.
She's getting a pair of earrings we can all give Sally for her birthday.
That's a great idea. Oh, it's going to be an amazing party.
Now listen again.
Are we nearly ready for Sally's party, James? Chris is making the cake, of course.
I know. It's going to be amazing. What are you doing, Amy?
I found a nice room above a restaurant, and I'm booking it tomorrow. There's space for 50 guests, so we'll be fine. And what about you, James? Are you getting the present?
I'm no good at choosing presents, Amy. I'm going to call all Sally's friends and ask them to come to the party. Oh, and I spoke to Claire yesterday.
What's she doing? If she's free, she can put up some balloons.
She's thinking about the music, actually. I know Tom usually plans the music, but this time he's bringing juice and lemonade. There was a big discount at the supermarket, so he got lots.
Excellent. So that just leaves Jane.
She's getting a pair of earrings we can all give Sally for her birthday.
That's a great idea. Oh, it's going to be an amazing party.
That is the end of part two.